This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, if you hesitate when she's down to bang, she'll leave with another guy. Well, this particular email, it's a fairly short one. This particular guy, I assume he's young. He's got to be in his 20s, I would think. And so he reconnects with a female childhood friend of his. And so they start hanging out, and he says, a little flirty banter, and he says she reveals that she always had a crush on him. And he's like, I hadn't seen her in 6 months, so I'm assuming he's probably early 20s maybe even a little bit younger. And so they hang out, and he's like, oh, she was glued to my face for the couple hours that they were hanging out. And he's like, she's barely letting me catch my breath, but he doesn't go all the way. And so his best friend's birthday party is that afternoon, so they leave and then go to this party. And then he's hanging out. She's kind of coming and going as she pleases. And then next thing he notices is that this girl that he spent that whole afternoon with sucking face with is now sucking face with another guy. And on top of that, she leaves with him. He's like, what the hell? Was I too cold? Should I have gone for it? What happened? And so I obviously, looking at this and knowing women like I do, we're not even at the point where you can even judge this woman's character. But if she was like wholesome and family oriented, no, I always had a crush on you, I'm so glad we have this opportunity, this would have not happened. But if she was just horny, maybe she broke up with somebody, maybe she's down to bang. And if you hesitate, you're going to masturbate. And so in this particular case, she's down to hook up. It reminds me of, gave me flashbacks. I was like, I think 19 at the time. So I went up to the University of Florida with a bunch of friends of mine. There was probably 10, 12 of us. It was like half girls, half guys. And we were going to stay with another girl that she graduated a year ahead of me. She was a cheerleader. She was real beautiful. And so there's like 10 of us sleeping at her dorm at the University of Florida, kind of on the floor everywhere. And she had two or three roommates, and one of her roommates was really hot. And I could tell at the time, as you know, little as I knew or understood back then, I was still in the Disney fantasy. I'm going to find the perfect girl. We're going to live happily ever after. And so she's staring at me and talking to me, and you know, we're hanging out, and I'm thinking, there's all these people. What am I going to do? And so I'm just figuring, hey, this is great. By the time I leave after the weekend, because this is like, you know, homecoming weekend, get called Gator Growl. And I was like, I'll get her number, no big deal. And so she's hanging out. And I think we went to bars, went to some parties. My friend was in a sorority, so we hung out there. There was a big party going on, girls everywhere, guys everywhere, people hooking up. And so one of my friends who's with us, later in that evening, I noticed that she's talking to him. And next thing I know, she's making out with him. I'm thinking, what the hell? I can't remember if they hooked up or not, because, again, there was everybody's in the living room sleeping on sleeping bags and stuff like that. And I just remember that. I'm just thinking, I was shocked. I was crushed. I felt like kind of like an idiot. My buddy was, he was a year older, and he knew way more than I did. And so anyways, he gets the girl because he doesn't hesitate. Me, I was young and inexperienced. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be my girlfriend of the future. We're going to live happily ever after. But the reality is, it's Gator Growl weekend. She's like 18, 19 years old, away at college, away from her parents for the first time. And she's down to fuck. She wants to hook up. And she liked me, but I didn't know what I was doing. And so my buddy, who did know what he was doing, good-looking guy, he had a real hot sister. And what's funny is now he's fat and bald. But, you know, back then, he had game. He knew what he was doing. It just cracks me up all these years later. When I read this email, it reminded me of that. That was just one particular instance. And So with that story in mind, let's go through this guy's email. He says, "Hey, Coach, I don't think I could ever heap enough praise on 3% Man and emphasize my undying gratitude. Your wisdom has changed my life for the better in ways I never thought possible. Today, I've got a rather funny and messed up situation for you." Well, it's like, no matter what you guys are emailing me, it's like, I've probably already been through it and done worse. So you shouldn't feel bad. He says, "This past weekend, I reconnected with a childhood friend of mine after not seeing her for about 6 months. It didn't take much flirty banter before she admitted to having a crush on me since we were little kids. I was already working my way in this direction, so it was no trouble to tip her chin up and give her a kiss. Hang out, have fun, hook up. She spent the rest of the afternoon glued to my lips, barely letting me catch my breath, until we had to leave for my best friend's birthday party." So you could have escalated it. It's like she was right there. For whatever reason, maybe you were Mr. White Knight. Maybe you were just thinking, man, I can't believe how well this stuff is working. It was like what I experienced when I was 19 with my buddy. It's like, I didn't really do anything. This girl was bumping into me. I didn't understand what any of that shit meant at the time, but it was very visceral for me because it stung. Next thing I know, my friend, who we all came down with, we're in the same car, is making out with this girl that I was thinking I was going to be making the moves on. Just because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. He was more prepared, and she was down to fuck. I can't remember whatever happened with it. Next time I see him, I'll have to ask him about that story. He probably doesn't even remember it. He cleaned up in high school. He knew what he was doing. Unlike yours truly. He says, "At the party, I let her come and go as she pleased, alternating between meeting my friends and coworkers and cuddling back up to me." Yeah, it's like she's cuddling on him and everything. 2 hours in, and she starts making out with a random guy and left with him. He says, "What on earth just happened to me?" "You hesitated, so you'll get to masturbate." Meanwhile, she goes home with Chad Thundercock, who knew what he was doing, just like my high school buddy, who's a very successful guy. Cool dude, but he's fat and bald. And he's envious of me at this point. It's kind of funny how life comes full circle. He says, "Alcohol wasn't involved, and I always known her to be a conservative girl." Well, I did go to a Catholic high school, and a lot of these girls that we were all with, they all went to the same school. And when their parents weren't around, and again, these were the most popular, attractive people in school, came from good families. But what did I know? I was so young and naive back then. You shouldn't project your morality onto the other person. You should just take them as they come. Take them. In other words, you're going to escalate as far as they'll let you go. I didn't know at the time, but I know now. Because I can look back on stuff like that and go, oh, I know exactly where I screwed up. That's the catch-22 of learning the stuff that's in the book, is that, especially for you guys that are brand new to my work, you start going through it and you're like, ah, oh, you remember all those moments like that. It's like, man, so many missed opportunities. I remember even like a year before that, we were on our senior class cruise, and there were so many girls that were down to hook up, and I just had no idea. I was looking for the one. Girls would hang out for me for like half the day, hold my hand, touchy feel it, and I wouldn't do anything. Meanwhile, my friends are going back to their cabins, and that's life. But what's cool is when, especially you younger guys, when you learn my book, it's like you don't make those same mistakes. It's like you get to enjoy the things that I missed out on because I just didn't know. That's our job, is to pass it on to the next generation so you guys can do better. He says, "And I can't believe she could have hidden her true character for this many years." I did a video on body count last week. People freaked the fuck out on that one. Man, the insults and the knives came out on that. The incels were big, big, big mad. You know what it is? It's like the vibe of, I didn't get picked. Nobody picked me for basketball. I was always the last one. I was always the last one to get picked for football. I was always the last one to get picked by the girls. That's the guys that have that attitude that never got picked and never got chosen. If I didn't know what I know now, I would have had the same attitude. But you can see how guys get jaded and upset and pissed off, especially when, you know, because they all have this idea, this fantasy. They're still addicted to the Disney fantasy. Oh, I get this virgin, and it's like it's going to, it's going to solve all my problems. If I just marry a girl with a low body count, or I date a girl with a low body count, that'll just fix everything. It's like, there were girls that were saving themselves. Like, for me, I finally, when I was 21, I was like, that's it. It's like, all my friends are busting my balls because I was waiting for the one. And finally, I lost my virginity on spring break in Daytona. Drunken episode. He says, did I mess up by not pushing things further when we were alone earlier that afternoon? Yeah, hang out, have fun, hook up. You were hanging out and having fun. The hookup was starting, and then you didn't do anything. And she was down to fuck. Maybe there was a guy that broke her heart, and she's on the rebound. It doesn't really matter. The bottom line is, she was at your place, and you could have seduced her, but you didn't. That's just one example. The one when I was 19, I can think of that. And there were other times in my early 20s, there were similar things that happened. It's just because I didn't escalate things quick enough. Because, again, you're dealing with younger women, especially mom and dad are out of the picture for the first time. They can really get their freak on, especially if they've been kind of sexually repressed by mom and dad being overbearing all the time. People are freaks. What are you going to do? These red pill guys, they think that, oh, women just discovered sex and that they like having it. It's like, oh. Or like hypergamy. Women like to date up. Oh, that's a real earth-shattering thing to discover. They turn it into a religion. He says, should I have been less aloof with her at the party, or is it just a bad apple? Well, I wouldn't say it's a bad apple. It's obviously what she told you about having a crush on you probably was accurate, but she was down to fuck. And you basically communicated that you were incompetent. You didn't know what was going on or what you were doing. You should have just escalated it and hung out, had fun, and hooked up. But it was a missed opportunity, Padawan. And that's on you. But hey, you live and learn. There'll be other guys who are going to be watching this, and they'll be in the same situation down the road, and they'll go, aha! I remember what happened to the coach and that emailer. Don't want to be like that guy. If you hesitate, you will masturbate. He said, this one probably doesn't require a newsletter. She's already blocked and out of my life, but I would like to hear your perspective. Well, it does kind of make you look like a chump if you show up with a girl and then that girl leaves with another guy. And in all fairness, I've been that other guy. I remember in my early 20s, I was probably 24 at this time. I remember this particular story because it's like one of my brother's friends in his class, he was 3 years younger than me. He shows up and he's got like these three hot girls with him, and one of them just starts eye fucking me. And I just kind of screwed up with a girl I really liked, so I was in a total I don't give a fuck kind of attitude, which was the perfect kind of attitude. And we start talking, and he introduces me to this girl. I can still see her face to this day, all these years later. That was like 30 years ago. This memory was 30 years ago. What are we, May? That was around May. Almost exactly 30 years ago this happened. So we're in this bar. He shows up. We start shooting the shit. He introduces me to all three of the girls and this one blonde. She's just really just gorgeous. And I could tell she was into me, and I was stinging so bad from this situation. I totally fucked up with this other girl. I was hesitating. She was down to fuck and hook up and ready to get things going on. And we'd been out on several dates, and I hadn't even kissed her yet. And meanwhile, she runs into a older guy and started dating him. Actually ended up, I think, marrying that guy because he knew what he was doing. And I still didn't have my game tight. But in this particular moment at this story, this juncture in this bar, it's like within 2-3 minutes, we just started making out. And so, I remember thinking about it at the time. I thought back to my other buddy, like when I was 19. It was like now is a flip side 5 years later. And now I was the other dude kissing and basically taking one of the girls who was with this guy. I don't think he was very appreciative of that. But at the end of the day, if you hesitate, you will masturbate. So even when I was real young, it's like, and all that, even despite the fact that happened, I was making out with that girl, I didn't understand what I did at the time. I just like, I can look back on it now and not give a shit or understand why not giving a shit and how well that worked. But at the time it was, I did everything naturally because I was so upset about this other girl and she was on my mind. And here's this girl eye fucking me, basically. I just took her. I claimed her, if you will. And she was down. But like even after that, things like that would happen years later when I wasn't in that same mindset, and I would blow it just because, again, I hadn't connected enough of the dots yet. But I mean, this is how you learn, man. You get burned. It's all's fair in love and war, especially when you're a novice, and these things are going to happen. So the more you know, the better you're going to do. So next time you're in this situation, you should definitely hook up with her. But it's clear she don't give a shit about you. She doesn't care how you feel. She's just kind of ruthless like that. So I wouldn't have blocked her everywhere. It doesn't mean you couldn't have hooked up with her, but you just, you know, because like some guys would still like to have hooked up with a girl. But dating her after she did that, I mean, that's not something, because especially you're at your best friend's birthday party and the girl you show up with ends up leaving with another guy, and then you're going to show up a few months later dating her. Because you look like a chump at that particular juncture. So even though she said she always had a crush on you, she was just looking to hook up. There was no morality in it. It's just she wanted to fuck, plain and simple. And it was a missed opportunity on your part. So, hey, you live and you learn, man. On to the next. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.